Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Friday, Praise Break Friday, April the 6th, 2018, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located here on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and I am excited. Man, I'm elated to be here today with you all. It is going to be an awesome show today. It's Praise Break Friday. That's why I changed it up right there at the beginning. It's Praise Break Friday, and I'm excited, man. Look here. Oh, my God. I just want to talk to y'all today. I do. I know I got this amazing article, and it fits right in with today's conversation, but my God, let me get the preliminary stuff out the way. As always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Dana L. King, and I am in the studio on this Praise Break Friday. Man, I'm excited. Y'all ready for this? Today's topic of conversation is the expectation of encounter. Have we lost it? Have we lost the expectation of encounter? That's today's topic of conversation. My God, have we lost the expectation of an encounter with the Holy Ghost? Oh, Jesus, my God. That's today's topic of conversation. As I said before, as always, your boy, your host, Ms. Dana L. King, in the studio on today, and I'm just excited about what's about to go down. Look here, man, I'm really excited about this thing. Let me get a rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, yeah, you've already dialed in, you're listening on the line, just push one and you could be a part of today's show. If you want to, that's right, push one, it'll get you to my producer, she'll get you to me, and you'll be live all over the place, right. If you want to call into the show, this is how you do that, area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. It's going to be good. Y'all come on and call in if you want to call in. I'm sitting here waiting on you, so come on and call on in. Amen. It's going to be a good time today. Again, area code 347-934-0546. That's the call-in number if you want to be a part of today's broadcast. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's where you can email us. We'd be glad to read those emails live over the airwaves. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's where you can find us. Amen. Hey, how you doing? All right. I'm ready. Woo, Lord. Look here. Take the limits off at Comcast.net. Look here. All right. And then social media. We're all over social media. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us on Twitter. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Facebook, yeah, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where you can find us right now. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where we are right now. You can find us there. And then Instagram. If you want to follow us on Instagram, the same thing, TTLO Radio on Instagram, or go to my personal page, Minister Dana L. King, Minister King on Instagram. You can find me there either way. However you want to find me, you can find me. I'm easy to find. Look, hard to get to. Ah, but easy to find. Watch out now. Yeah, but let's come on. But that's where you can find us there. And then the live streams are up and running right now as we speak. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. We're live right now on Ustream, Ustream.tv. You can find us right there, Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you can find us there. We're also live on Facebook.com. Let me get the cameras right. See that camera over there? Hey, y'all, you, point right at you. That's Ustream. Come on in, Ustream.tv, live over there. Facebook, right here in front of me, right you. That's you, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio, live right there. Again, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's where you find us there. And then, man, Dr. Walt Whitman, don't you go nowhere, man. I've been trying to get a hold of you. You're a hard brother to reach. And then you can find us on Instagram, TTLO Radio on Instagram, or Minister King on Instagram. You can find us there. We're live. We are everywhere y'all are. Anywhere y'all are, we are there too. So y'all come on in and be a part of this thing with us, and I'd be glad, man. It's going to be a good time today. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search. Google us. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you will find us there. Amen, amen. Hey, look, let me start this thing off. If you all follow me, I don't go, only time I really go live on Facebook is because I don't do a lot of live, because I do the show, and I'm live 3 days a week, and that's pretty much the most you'll see me going live. Only see me post videos if I think it's something worth posting. And if I feel like being goofy, then I'll do that. But you only see me post videos if I see it's something worth me posting. Amen. But I last night, for those of you who follow me, and I know it's quite a few of you all, and God bless you. Thank you so much for following and keeping and being a friend on Facebook. But for those of you who follow me on Facebook, yesterday I had the privilege, and what did I do with this paper? God, dog it, I left it over there on the tip. This is why I need somebody else in this room. I got to get up and go get it. I ain't going to get it. It's all right. Yesterday, I had the privilege of going to a memorial service for my, and this is so weird, for my seventh grade teacher, Dr. Carolyn Johnson. Evangelist Dr. Carolyn Johnson. She was my seventh grade teacher at Our Lady of Lourdes Grammar School, or elementary school, however you want to put it, parochial. You know, we got all these names, right? But she was my seventh grade teacher at Our Lady of Lourdes. The school is no longer open, but just to make a long story short, she was my seventh grade teacher there. I went to school with this young lady named Natalie. I believe her last name was Natalie Williams. I believe her last name was Williams when she was at school with me. Oh, Washington. Sorry. Her last name was Washington. Natalie Washington. She was in my class. Natalie Washington. We went to school together. My producer, Latanya Melton, we had some, I had some professional photographs taken 2 years ago, I think. It's been 2 years. I had some professional photographs taken 2 years ago. And is that right, Tanya? Help me out. I think that's right. Y'all know my mind is bad. But anyway, I had some professional photographs taken 2 years ago. She did an amazing job. And we were talking during the photo shoot. And some kind of way we started talking about, I don't know how we got on schools in Chicago. And she mentioned Our Lady of Lourdes. And we were like, wait a minute, we went to school together. And then I come to find out that she married our seventh grade teacher's son. She married our seventh grade teacher's son. His name is John Johnson. She married him. So, and he is now the pastor. Watch this now. Talk about full circle. He is pastoring the very church building that we went to Catholic school in. The former Our Lady of Lourdes Parish is now Pentecostal Church of Holiness. Don't get me. Y'all know I tell the name up of somebody's church. But he's now pastoring this church. So his mom was our seventh grade teacher. Long story short, she passed away, and they're having a memorial service for her last night, a memorial concert. And oh my God, I gave y'all clips I could give y'all, because unfortunately I was not prepared. My phone was not charged up the way it was supposed to be. I only had about 50% when I walked in there, so I gave y'all the best of the 50% I had. But let me tell you this about that Dr. Carolyn Johnson Memorial Choir last night. I'm telling you this because I want to fast forward what I experienced before I got here. So last night, you talk about – let me explain something to y'all. I put in a post last night that I almost wanted to change denominations. I've been Baptist my whole life. Now, I don't really know what that means. And as I've grown in my own Christianity and everything, I've learned that Baptist and Pentecostal and holiness and all that stuff, these are just names and stuff that divide us, right? But I love a church. Oh, it's been about 3 years. Thank you, Tanya. I love a church that just praises God. Can I say that? No pretense. I don't care about what you got on. I don't care where you come from. I don't care about your degrees. I don't care about your history. I don't care about your background. Do you want to praise the Lord, right? And let me tell you something last night. This choir, and y'all can go on my page and look at the videos. This choir, they put this choir together, watch this, in 2 days. I'm going to say that again. You tell me what God can't do. They put this Carolyn Johnson Memorial Choir together in 2 days. What they did was they compiled any and everybody who has ever sung for this woman. And these folk had that choir stand filled. And I promise you, they hit every note. They were rehearsing for 3 and 4 hours Tuesday. They started rehearsal Wednesday and Thursday. I'm sorry, Tuesday and Wednesday they had rehearsal. Tuesday and Wednesday. And they were in there, who knows, my God, all night long getting this stuff. Musicians on point. Singers on point. I mean, and they just worship. I tell y'all about the worship experience. Last night, I got there on time because they said get there on time. Now, they didn't start on time, so, you know. We still got that thing in common. They didn't start on time. But these folks just worshiped. Look here. Pentecostal Church. What's the name of the church? Y'all know I don't know the name. I done messed these folks' name up. What's the name of the folks' church? Pentecostal Church of Holiness. That's the church. Pentecostal Church of Holiness. Them folk will shout, I'm telling you, on the drop of a dime. And it took me back to, I felt like a seventh grader all over again. Because mind you, when I was in seventh grade, I was a little boy going to a Baptist church right here where I am right now, this building where I am. Folks shout, at church every now and then, depending on what song it was, you knew somebody was going to shout. With these Pentecostal holiness folk, it don't take much. Can I help somebody? It don't take much for holiness churches to just go in. I'm shocked I got a voice, because let me tell y'all something. I hollered last night. Why did the light go out? I hollered last night like I ain't. Look here. I promise. Look, I couldn't record stuff because I can't praise God and record at the same time. I'm sorry. I don't know how y'all do it, trying to hold the phone and shout. I will be done through my phone somewhere, and y'all know the what's the insurance they have on these phones? Oops, whatever it's called. That oops insurance is not of God. I could not be shouting and doing all this stuff like that. But anyway, these folk just shouted on the drop of a dime, and it was an amazing experience. Prophet Cornelius Williams, I know you understand. I know you understand, because it's something about these type of churches that there is a freedom. That's the word I want to use. There is a freedom to worship. You don't feel like you stuck under no constraint, under no stupid rules, there's just a freedom to just say, you know what? I feel like I got a dance in me, and guess what? I'm going to let this thing out. Look here. I can't help but understand. I can't help but understand. These folk will shout. So anyway, they sung some songs last night. Now, I put the last song up. And the last song, the video that's on my page, y'all, when y'all get a chance, later today after the show's over, go look at it. But the last song that I posted last night was this On Christ, the Solid Rock. Now, mind you, the same way they sung this song that you see on that video last night, she had us singing like this in the seventh grade. Now, I ain't never sung nothing before or nothing, but that woman had, a cappella, or as we like to say, she had us singing in Acapulco. Look here. She had us singing that thing. And I went, look, I just had to sit back and say, wow. And I want to say this. So that was last night. Amazing, amazing. Got to see a whole bunch of folk in there. Folk who say they recognize me, but I ain't recognize them. But y'all know my memory when it comes to, sorry. It's just, you know, I really need to like go and get like an exam or something because my memory is getting worse. I ain't being funny. I'm really telling the truth. But I think I need to go get, how early do Alzheimer's set in? I know I'm really not trying to be funny. How early do it set in? Because my memory is real bad. It's starting to get real bad. Anyway, but look, so that was last night. That was last night. Angela, I'm old. I think you're older than me. So you want to go there? Don't. Look, I mean, I'm. It's that type of Friday, dog. Don't make me go there. Anyway, look, so that was last night. So today was the actual wake and funeral for Dr. Carolyn Johnson over at Pentecostal Church of Holiness. And so I went this morning to the funeral. Let me say this. You know, I've been, and funeral person. I don't really go to funerals. People who know me, those of you who tight and close to me, y'all know I don't go to funerals unless it's absolutely necessary. Like, right, if I could, right, like even my own, I'm going to skip it. Let me say that. I'm going to skip my own. I don't, I won't be there. Might be some remnant, but I won't be there. Amen. Amen. So Cornelia said, I bind that message. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, prophet. Thank you. So look here. So today was the memorial service. You know when somebody is loved. Can I say that again? You know when somebody is loved. I mean it. You know when somebody is loved. When these folk, there was a spirit in that room. There was a spirit in that room today. This was a funeral like I have never seen. I mean, look here. And let me say this to her sons, Sean, Christopher, and oh my God, I'm forgetting the other brother's name. Sean, Christopher, the other brother, and Natalie, and her sisters, and her husband. Her husband Henry. My God, that you talk about strength in the midst of something. These folks have made up in their mind, look, she gone, and we going to praise God for her life. And they were celebrating at her life. I commend them for their strength. My God, I commend them for their strength. Now, I had to leave right before the eulogy because I had to come here to get here on time. But I already know they were singing this song by, look here, I had forgot all about the song. When I left, they were singing this song called Holy Spirit by Richard Smallwood. And I promise you, if them folk, and I say like I feel it, if them Negroes didn't sing that song, look here, they, look, oh my God, I had to get up out of there. I had to leave up out of there because they were singing something fierce in there. But the Spirit of God just lingers. Can I use that word? Is that okay, Prophet Cornelius Williams? Is that okay if I use that word? The Spirit of God just lingers. Holy Ghost. It just lingers in the room. It just rests. I mean, it just rests in the room. I mean, you're just walking. You have can I use this? Let me think. Can I use this? This is one. Look, you ever walk someplace? I know this is probably not going to be a good illustration. I know preacher talk illustration analogy. You ever been walking, coming in, you know, coming if you park in your, if you have a garage or you walked in, or you ever been walking through a park or somewhere, and you walk through a spider web, huh? You walk through a spider web, but you don't see it, but you feel it, and it's just on you. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, you walk and you feel it on you, but you can't see it, but you know you walk through something. Oh my God, that's how it. Look here. When you walk in the church, look here, prophet Cornelius Williams, look, you should have been here today because you could have helped me. It's like when I come in your church, it's something you feel when you walk in. You're like, wait a minute, oh, Lord, it's on me. Look here, and look at you, and you don't know how to handle it. You're like, you know, because see, when it's not normal, all right, I'm gonna let that go. When it's not a normal feeling you get, you, oh Jesus, I mean, it was so full in that place. It was so full in that place. So look, I just want to look. Look, I just have to say, my God, look here. It was a wonderful, amazing service. I definitely keep the Johnson family in your prayers. Keep the Pentecostal Church of Holiness in your prayers. That was an amazing. And then look here, I don't know what time they're going to get out of there, because, you know, once it gets started. Last night, I'm going to give you this last night. Just like I'm talking to you right now, right? I mean, no music, no nothing. Just like this. All of a sudden, about three folk in the back just got up and started. I mean, they just got up and started. And all you could do, look here, was join in. All you could do was join in. So, I can't look here. I knew. And here's the thing. I had to be 100% transparent with you all. I should have been at that church a long time ago. I had been invited to come. I never made it over there to see Dr. Johnson before she passed away, before she got sick. And that's on me. And I had to carry that, because I had been invited to go, and I was going to go over there and sneak up on her and surprise her, because when Natalie told her about that she had reconnected with me, she got excited, and I just never made it back over there, and that's on me. Right, come on, who is this? Yusa Lady For Real on Instagram say it's still on me. It is. Look, if I could have did the show from over there, I would have. But it was just, you don't want, look here. It is an amazing, I love these encounters. That's why today's article just works. But I love these encounters, man. When you can go somewhere and you know, and watch this, it's not contrived. Not one time did they have to beg anybody to act like they was in church. I'll say that again. Not one time during the service did anybody have to say, I can't hear you. Why ain't you clapping? Do I have to ask you to stand? Do I need to ask you to lift your hand? Not one time did anybody have to, you know what? Why? Because these people have been, look here, they have had so many encounters with the Holy Ghost that they know how to, can I use this word? They know how to surrender in its presence. Oh, Holy Ghost, let me, hey, okay, all right. I got on the suit. Let me calm down. They know how to surrender in its presence. That's what they did. So and that's what it is. When you can go someplace and you can feel vulnerable enough. That's the word I want to use. And you can feel vulnerable enough to surrender yourself to the Holy Ghost. Then anything is liable to happen. I promise you, every time, every musician that got on an instrument last night was anointed. I mean, from the youngest to the oldest, and all of them had been under her tutelage. All of them. I mean, technically trained. I mean, absolutely amazing. I mean, it's one of those things that you will never forget. You never forget the experience. You never will. And I just want to say again to that wonderful. I'm gonna make my way over there again. That wonderful Pentecostal Church of Holiness, and the good Apostle Sean Johnson, sir. God bless you, and I'm praying your strength because you're doing him and his brother were doing the eulogy for their mother today. That's my God. Just amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So God bless them, man. Look here. I'm still full. I don't even know what to do. I'm so full by this thing. It was one of the most, look here. Y'all know me. Y'all know if it's good, I'm going to share some stuff with you. If it's bad, I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to give it to you raw. I'm going to give it to you in the raw, just like it is. No strings, nothing pulled. It was an amazing experience at the Pentecostal Church of Holiness. And my God, my God, my God. It's one of them things where I'm going to say it again. I'm going to be like Peter at the Mount of Transfiguration. It was good for us to be here. Huh? It was good. It was good. My God. Look, y'all, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone because it was all right. It was all right. The presence of the Lord was in that place. That's my new word, linger. I want to come to, if your church has a church where the Spirit lingers, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a remnant. You know what I'm saying? If you got a church where I can walk in and it's just on you, you know, and it just get on you when you walk, you know, you walk in, you say, hey, what? I mean, that's how it was. Because look, when I walked in, I just kind of, it just get, hey, right there. Just get up in you. My God, it was, whew. Let me breathe. It just hits you when you walk in. So I, you know, maybe if I start visiting some of these churches more often, I act right. You know, I won't be so. What you say, Laura Stevens says, linger. That's the afterglow. It just linger on you. You just feel some kind of way, huh? Woo, my. You know, man, look, it's what Jeremiah said, it's like fire. Shut up in me. Oh, God. It was good, man. It was a good time. It was a good time in the Lord. I am pleased. I am so happy that I decided to go. Thank you so much. And I'll say this too. You know, I always have to give folk credit for their churches when they have good hospitality. Amazing hospitality over at the Pentecostal Church of Holiness. Let me say that too now. Because, you know, that's a big one for me. When folk walk in and they don't know where they're going. Because I walked in through a door. And I almost ended up in the wrong, you know, I don't know where I was going because I ain't never been in, I haven't been in that church, in that building, in that facility since 1983. Actually, end of 82, 83. So I haven't been in that facility since then, so I didn't know where I was going. But when I walked into that sanctuary and I started looking around, and then, you know, they still have the, because it was formerly a Catholic church, Catholic parish, the rooms where the confessionals were are still up. You know, the Catholic Church had confessionals. So they've, excuse me, they've changed them into something else. But the rooms, I think I will, Cornelius Williams. I think I will. That's going to be my assignment. I think I'm going to give that assignment to myself. I'm going to start visiting some churches and highlight what they do. That's right. That's good. I need somebody to go with me, though. See, y'all pastors, y'all can't leave y'all's churches. I need a witness. Can I get a witness? Oh, God. Hey, I need somebody to go with me. I need a witness. And then I need somebody to look out for me. Because, see, if I go in, I need somebody to hammer, you know. Because some of these churches ain't in the best neighborhood. And I come, you know, I brings my sword, my shield, and my steel with me wherever I go. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray for the preacher. I won't get to it. I need somebody to be, you know, when you go somewhere, you need, you know, I don't need no armor bearer, but I need somebody to be just looking, you know, because if I go, I want somebody to make sure, you know, I need somebody to go with me. You know, y'all pastors, y'all can't leave y'all churches on Sunday and stuff, but, you know, I can go visit. I'm not under those. I can go visit and see some stuff. Amen. I just want to go and give a report. You know, look, I just want to give a report. I'm going to make my way around to some of these holiness Pentecostal places. Some of these churches. Somebody said you covered by the blood. Yeah, I believe that. I do believe that. I believe I'm covered by the blood. I have no doubt in what you're saying. I can't see your name on Instagram because all of a sudden my vision got a little blurry. I can't see your name over there. But look here. Look, I need somebody to go with me if I go visit some of these churches. Because if I decide to go, I need somebody to make sure, you know, that you know, when I come to myself, that I still got all my stuff. When I come to myself, I need to make sure I still got all my stuff when I get ready to sleep. You know, because my keys will be over here and phone will be, I just, woo, Lord. But look, it was amazing, amazing. I am thoroughly, thoroughly full. I ain't got to go to church this weekend. I'm going. But I could, I'm good right now. I done had all the service. I had all the service I need in 2 days. Between that memorials, between that choir concert last night and that funeral today, a homegoing, celebration of life, let me not even call it that, but and that celebration of life today, I don't have to go to church on Sunday. I really don't. I'm full. I'm good. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just something. It's something about praising God and just being all right with it. I mean, it's just, and look here, they look here, them folk watch, and look, and, oh, wait, I got to share this. I wanted to get it on video, but I didn't want to be that dude. And then my phone was there. See, the Lord knew what he was doing by letting me, allowing me to forget to charge my phone yesterday. Because them sisters in there, wait a minute, first of all, have y'all seen the tambourine? Because they had, wait, he pulled up, they had a washboard. They pulled the washboard out. They had a washboard. And they, have y'all seen the tambourine with the glitter cover? With the shiny part that you hit your hand with? You know, I wish I had Michael Henderson in here so he can play this here. You know, so he can play this thing here. But they had the tambourines with the shiny backs. You know, the little surface that hit your hand. It was a sister sitting on the other side of the aisle from me. If she didn't kick, look here, and this other thing about it, they don't wait on the musicians to start. See, this is how you know it's anointed. They don't need a musician ain't going to take me nowhere. It's a tambourine player that was sitting on the second row to my right. I don't know who she was. She had some big old hair, and she had a big old tambourine. And all I know is she started tapping on that thing. And hit and set it the whole church off. And then somebody else had one. And look, look here. Now, I know, you know, it was some jokes some years ago about some tambourine. But I feel like I need me a tambourine. Do I need me a tambourine? Tanya, we need a tambourine in the studio. Tanya, where you at? I need a tambourine in the studio. Matter of fact, we need to find us. I need one of them glitter, one of them tambourines with the glitter on the stuff. One of them Holy Ghost tambourines. I need to ask somebody where you get them from. Some of you holding this people?
Nope.
See, you. Why can't you get a tambourine? We need a tambourine in the studio. I mean, look here. Sometimes, look, man. I think we need a tambourine. I need a tambourine in the studio. We gonna find us a tambourine. Michael Henderson, Prophet Cornelius Williams. Look here. You got.
She said, "Not on my watch."
Really. I thought we can't get a damn. What you trying to say? We can't go Pentecostal. I think TTLO gonna go Pentecostal. I think we gonna go holiness. We gonna have a holiness. When is the next convention? I think for the whole week, whenever the next convention is, we just gonna go. Whose convention? Y'all know y'all got. First of all, y'all got too many conventions. Can I talk about that for a minute? In the Baptist church. Yes, we gonna go Pentecostal in the Baptist church. Yes, up here and look here. This is the upper room. The church is down there. So this is the upper room. And in the upper room, on the day of Pentecost, oh, don't make me preach now. Up in the upper room, here on the third floor. Ooh, y'all gonna make it. Look, y'all know it don't take much for me. I'm thinking we up here in the upper room. Huh? Come on, Sheldon Wilson. See? Tanya, is you on Facebook? Get on Facebook and talk to these people. Sheldon Wilson said, you talk about helping the musicians. A good tambourine section will take the church through. I'm trying to tell somebody. I'm trying to tell. Look here. We going to get us a tambourine. I need Tanya, for real. We need some tambourine. For real. I need tambourine. I need a tambourine for every seat, every host chair. and everybody, we're going to get put out. Hey, we might well go out on the bang. We might well go out with a bang. Hey, if you're going to go out. Man, look here. If you're going to go out. Look. If we're going to get put out, we might well go out with a bang. I need a tambourine for every host chair. Matter of fact, y'all need to bring y'all own. Bring y'all own tambourine. Prophet Cornelius Williams, I know y'all got, because over there at his church, they got some tambourine players over there. I need a lesson or two, though, before I start, you know, before I go public with my tambourine playing. I need to get my skill set up. I used to could play a little bit back in the, I need to get my skill set up on the tambourine playing, because tambourine is, there's an anointing. Come on, Sheldon, come on. I need to get my skill set up. When it comes to some tambourine playing, I need to work on my, you know, come on now, because you know the tambourine don't have to hit on the downbeat. The tambourine can get, you know, the tambourine can hit on the two and the four and still be in the pocket. Come on, somebody, if y'all know what I look here. I need tambourine. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna read that part. Look, I'm trying to tell y'all right now. I'm telling y'all right now. We need tambourines in TTLO. When is the next convention? Ain't y'all's conventions and stuff about to start? Y'all know y'all got too many conventions. You know, the Kojic, what is it? The Church of God in Christ got a convention. And then the Apostolic, whatever. I don't know. You know, I'm confused. I don't know what. Then the Pentecostal. Everybody got a convention. When is the next somebody's convention? Because whatever week that is, TTLO is going. Tanya, get the flyer ready. Get the flyer ready. TTLO is going Pentecostal for 1 week. Look, for 1 week only. I feel like we need to go Pentecostal. Prophet Cornelius Williams, I need some of those, what are those things called? Some of those accoutrements. I need some of them Kojic garments. I need some of that, you know, one of them shawls. Do I need a prayer shawl? Is that a part of, you know, the thing with the, what is it called? I was going to call it the shingle, but that ain't what it is. It's got the it's got the you know, the stuff hanging off of it. I forget what it's called. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's got the shawl and it's kind of got the fringes, right? I need one of them things with the fringes on it. We need all of that. I need that. I need to get all of this draped in holiness up in here. We gonna change the whole atmosphere for just 1 week. I think y'all ought to come on, go with me. We're going to go Pentecostal and holiness for one. Stop saying we. What do you mean? Look, it's we. It's us. Us is going Pentecostal. Y'all don't want that. They don't not like let me have no fun around here. Look here. I'm just saying. I need a good tambourine. Who has a good location that I can find me a tambourine? Since my producer is not being fun. She's being the no fun police. She's being the no fun police today. I need somebody. Could y'all email me a link where I can get me a Holy Ghost Pentecostal anointed Church of God in Christ full gospel tambourine. That's what I need. I need that. Can somebody let me know or put the link up? That's all I need. Can somebody just send me the link? If you're watching on Facebook Live, just drop the link in the thing for me, or send me an email, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. I would love. What you mean, cricket? Ain't nobody. Pat Hicks. Pat, you ain't gonna go Pentecostal with me for 1 week. Pat Hicks will go. See, Pat, I know Pat will go with me. Pat will go with me. Pat Hicks, you ain't gonna go Pentecostal holiness with me for just 1 week. I need somebody just to go with me. For 1 week, I need to go visit. Matter of fact, Pat, why don't you come go to the church with me? Because see, you could come and you can go with me, and then we could take turns. And then that way, if I go in, then you now see Pat, but you'll mess around and go in too. I can't take Pat with me because Pat ain't gonna act right. Pat Hicks ain't gonna act right. She'll mess around and go in too, and then we'd be sitting over there looking crazy. No, I just won't look. That's all I'm asking. Just for 1 week. TTLO gonna go holiness. Holiness. Ooh, I just like
nope.
can't understand. Why can't we? They don't let me have no fun around. Let me stick to. Look, I'll remain Baptist, so I won't offend nobody. I'll stay Baptist. Look here. Look, man. I'm gonna move on. Y'all don't wanna let a brother have no fun. Y'all is, you know. So back. I love that song. I love that. That song, Make Room, that Jonathan McReynolds. Let me tell y'all something right now. That song, oh, Pat Hicks, that's Make Room. You Pat Hicks. She done got on Facebook and trying to deter the people from letting me go Pentecostal. You know what? The devil is busy. It's busy. Why would you go on Facebook and telling people not to send me no email? Look here, y'all. Y'all send an email. Send it to me. Don't make me get my. I ain't gonna get my personal email address on the Facebook. But y'all say inbox me then. Inbox me the link for the tambourine. Somebody do that. Look here, real quick. That song, Make Room. That song, Make Room. That's the song is called Make Room. Pat Hicks, by Jonathan McReynolds. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. My. That song right there is just it's everything. It really is. It's everything. That song is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You talk about a worship song. It is worship at its height. It really is. It is one of the ultimate worship songs. It really is. And if you're not familiar with it, add that to your library, man. Add that to your listening library. Look, I went and bought, even though I can listen to it for free on Spotify. I went to my iTunes account and I just said I'm gonna spend this here money on this here song, because that album, first of all, and then he's got another song called Cycles. Oh God. Oh God. That's all I got for you. Oh God. He has a song called Cycles. Oh God. I would play a little bit of it, but I don't want to go to Facebook jail. You know, I'm gonna have to get it and load it so I can play just a snippet of it at a time. But that song called Cycles is amazing. I promise y'all it is. Yeah, it's called Cycles. He has his whole CD of his. The CD is entitled Make Room. The album is titled Make Room. He recorded it live here in Chicago. And if you have TV One on your cable, I'm not plugging TV One because they don't pay us no money. But if you have TV One on your cable, on your cable service, he recorded there's a live recording, the video, and he recorded that live here in Chicago. I forget the name of the studios. It's on the west side though, or west southwest side of Chicago. But it's an amazing thing to watch. But he recorded it live here in Chicago, Jonathan Reynolds. It was a little small, intimate place, but it was just, you know, it don't take a lot of folks. That's the part that I don't think people, it don't take a whole lot of folk to produce good worship. And it's a small, they all tight on the stage because he ain't got all of that. Remember, we talked about this on Wednesday. It's not about the performance. It's about the message. We talked about that on Wednesday, remember? Because we have all these people doing, like, that was my issue with the Stella Awards. You know, it was like all these folks and all these costumes and performance and all of this extra stuff. And Jonathan McReynolds, if you watch this video, if you get a chance to watch it, and I believe if you can go on, you can go online and probably find it. It may end up being on YouTube at some point. He just went and recorded this thing here live here in Chicago back in early March, and they released about a week ago. And just an amazing, amazing, amazing album, an amazing piece, man. Just an amazing project, and it's really good. It's really good. I am thoroughly, thoroughly impressed. I am. I mean, yeah, it's good. It's good, y'all. It's good. I ain't gonna give y'all no bad info now. I ain't gonna give you no bad info I had a rule for buying CDs back when people were actually buying CDs. Did y'all still buy CDs? I ain't bought a CD since. Y'all still buy CDs? Seriously, anybody still buy CDs? Okay, I haven't bought one in, you know, like my car now doesn't even have a CD player in it. My last charger did have a CD player. This car does, I don't think it does. No, it doesn't have a CD player. But anybody still buy CDs? Because I had a rule. In order for me to buy your entire CD, I had to, you had to have at least 4 songs. If you had like 13 songs on your CD, if you had 13 songs, and I needed at least 4 of them to be good in order for me to buy your CD, right? You know, and I applied that rule to all of my old school, to all of my R&B music, hip hop music. I needed you to have 4 bona fide hits on your CD for me to purchase it. That was just how I was. I just needed to make sure, because I thought it was a waste, because it's like, I got this CD and I don't play track number 2. I mean, really? You know what I'm saying? So you had to have, like, now with gospel music, because sometimes they put out a whole lot of stuff. You know, you got all these little 2-minute this and 2-minute that. But every now and then you'll find a gospel CD that just has that the majority of the CD is really good. What'd you say? Felicia said something about a song called Pressure. Pressure. I don't see that on here. There's a song called Pressure on the Make Room CD, or is it on another CD? Maybe it's on a different CD, Felicia. Oh, you said it's your favorite song by him. Okay. I got it. I'm like, man, that's just it. Look here, it's good though. It's good. Oh, okay. It's on the Life Music CD, Stage 2. Okay, I see it. I still have to listen to that. I don't think I've listened to that one. But man, it's good. Good CD, good songs. Let me do this. What time is it? 12:50. Good. We gonna do this. We gonna jump right into today's conversation. Y'all do me a favor though. Y'all hit the share button, because y'all been lacking in hitting the share button. I don't know if y'all done got a little lazy or what's going on. But, you know, hit the share button and help a brother out. Amen. 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 Because I'm still inviting folk. Y'all see me down here pushing this, y'all watching me, that is. Y'all see me down here, you know, see my finger going over here. I ain't over here just tapping, you know. I'm hitting these invite buttons on this thing over here. That's what I'm doing. So, you know, I need y'all to do the same thing and get the folk in here. Yeah. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See, I can see who shared. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you. I can see who shared. I can see who shared. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's right. That's right. Look, see, if y'all came on in, see, if y'all was Pentecostal. See how I went right back? If y'all was holiness, I wouldn't have to pump and prime you to get folks to just jump on in. See, if you see, y'all ain't holy. If y'all was holiness, I'm sorry. If y'all was holiness and full of the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't have to tell y'all what to do. Y'all would just do it. See, the whole, now if I look, see, if I was, you know what is it? If y'all been Baptist and stuff too long, I'm telling y'all, is there a conversion? I just want to go. You know, can you go and come back? You probably can't go and come back. I'm just saying. See. I'm gonna need y'all to get some. Ooh, you know what? Watch this. She gonna say no to this too. You know, I can't win. Tanya, what if we get some tambourines with the TTLO logo put on them? See? What if we get some tambourines with the TTLO logo on it? Right? I think. See, she might go for that. She likes logos and stuff. See, what if we get? Huh?
Hey.
Yes.
What if I say no?
Nope. We can't get, look, we need to have a meeting. Ain't we got a meeting scheduled anyway? We need to have a meeting. I'm bringing this up. This is going to be on my, this I'm bringing this up at the meeting. We need to have a meeting because I just can't have nothing around here. They just want me to come in, sit behind the microphone, talk for 90 minutes to 2 hours and go home. That's it. I don't get to do nothing. I don't get to make no decisions around here. I just show up, talk, and go home. That's all they want me to do. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. Felicia Martin says, I need that button for my kids. No, Pat Hicks, really? You part of the No Crew, too? I just knew you would go in. I just knew you was going to be down with me, Pat. I just knew if I had one person listening, out of all these thousand folks.
Are you going to be a cool man? Huh? No.
This is what happens when you get people in the controls. You just kind of sit back and you don't know what's going to happen. Really? I just thought for sure Pat was going to be on the team. I just thought for sure you was going to be on the team with the tambourines. That's okay. I'm going to start me a tambourine ministry. Is there some tambourine ministries? Do y'all have tambourine? Are there tambourine ministries? I just want to get on the tambourine ministry. I just want to go and I need a couple, like about a good 30-40 minute session. With the tambourine. That is, say she on the, what's that with them keys you put up there? Piano notes. She just oh, God, y'all this is no fun. This is no fun. See, what, am I going to an interview, you sharp? No, I ain't going to no interview. I just said, you late, Felicia. I just came from a, see, you know, first of all, you was late. See, that's that old school Baptist in you. You was late for church. See, you come on time, you would have got the church announcements at the beginning about the holiness and the Pentecostal stuff and the stuff that I just came from. That's why you talking about, am I going? No, I ain't going to no doggone interview. I just came from the holiness church, the Pentecostalness and the saved, just, you know, the fire church, fire, fire. All right. Anyway, so look, we got this really good article. What is this? Oh, okay. She finished. All right, all right. So, all right, good. See, there we go. There you go. You put that deep, right. That let me know not to read it. Right. That's right. You got to help a brother out. Okay. I'm glad you said that because I would have read that real loud. I would have read that out loud. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, let's jump into the article, y'all. And this is going to fit right with the whole gist of my conversation at the beginning of the show. I can't play no tambourine. What? Pat Hicks, you can't play the tambourine. I can't believe Pat can't play the tambourine. All right, I'm done. Let's move on. Let's use this article, y'all. This is good. This article is really, really good. It's simply entitled, The Expectation of Encounter, Have We Lost It? The expectation of encounter, have we lost it? Now, the reason I thought this article would be great is because I believe we have lost our zeal for expecting something, a move of God to take place when we go to church. I think we've lost our affinity for wanting to see God move when we go to church. I think church has become just something we do and not something we experience. Y'all follow me? I think church has started to become something that we just do. What do you do on Sundays? I go to church. So Sundays, so going to church and going to worship has just become part of your daily routine. Monday through Friday, what you do? I go to work. Saturday, what you do? I go run errands. Sunday, what you do? I go to church. You know, it's just a part of the thing. It is no longer an experience. And I think we need to get back to that expectancy of having an encounter with the Holy Spirit when we go to church. And I think we've gotten to a point where it's just become so normal that we don't see the moves of God. We don't see the moves of God that we used to. So I think we need to have that spirit of expectancy again in the church. So that's why this article is going to be really good. So let's jump right into this. This is what the writer says. The expectation of encounter. Have we lost it? The writer says this. He says, I can remember seeing Michael Jordan play live like it was yesterday. He says, for years I followed his career, watched the games, collected the basketball cards, wore the shoes, and hung the posters on my wall. He says, I was a fan to say the least. He says, but something changed when you go from collecting a card to seeing your hero play live basketball in downtown Chicago. He says, the atmosphere was electric and full of expectation and wonder. He says, looking back, I'm sure I went a little overboard with Michael Jordan. He says, I was literally obsessed. Every waking moment was spent collecting items, working on my ball handling skills, or thinking about Jordan. He says, while it never progressed to kneeling prostrate before the shrine of MJ in my room and lifting up high praise in a monotone chant, it was pretty close. He says, there's a lot about this routine that resembles our relationships with Jesus, isn't there? He says, the live game resembles our corporate gathering as well. The sad truth, though, he says, we've lost the expectation. We've lost the sense of encounter. Our gatherings are devoid of expectation. Ah. Can we pause right there for a moment? Do you have that same feeling? Like if you spent, like, here's the deal. Like, a lot of y'all, like, you know, I know my producer is not a fan, you know, of Beyonce and Jay-Z and these other people. I think she liked Jay-Z. I just don't think she liked Beyonce. But anyway, she's not a fan. But when people spend all that money to go to concerts and you get there, there's an expectancy that you're going to see something that you've never seen before. Right? So whoever your favorite artist is, whether it be Prince, Michael Jackson, any of those people, Luther back in the day, any of those people way back in the day when people would go see the Temptations, the Isley Brothers, Earth, Wind & Fire, Frankie Beverly and Maze, there's an expectation, right? You're sitting there and you're waiting until the lights dim and then the show starts, right? Why don't we have that at the church anymore? Why don't we have that same expectancy in the church? Why is it that we get there and we come in? Because here's the deal. Watch this. If you had that same expectancy, y'all would never be late for church. I don't hear nobody. If we had that same expectancy, You would never be late for church because you'd be afraid you would miss something. You know what I like about going to the movies? I like to get to the movies because I like to watch the previews. I like the previews because the previews get me ready for the movie that I'm about to watch. So I don't mind 10, 15 minutes worth of previews because it gets me excited, right? And then I like the anticipation of what's coming out. So what would happen if we started to treat church like that? What if we, when we were getting ready at home, like when I'm getting ready, you know, when you tap the microphone. When you get ready at home, you know, you're getting your best outfit together, and you're like, man, I'm good because I'm expecting something. I feel like I dress the way I dress to come to church because I believe in giving God my best. And it's not to knock anybody's casual wear or whatever, because I believe I think some churches should. I like churches that give you the freedom to wear you know. Don't get me wrong. I love a church that gives you the freedom to come in one day in a Tom Ford and the next day in some Calvin Klein jeans or some polo jeans. You know what I'm saying? I'm good with that. But I just think. There is nothing wrong with giving God your absolute best, you know, on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. So, but here's the thing: what would happen if we came with that same expectancy, like we did for football games, or for concerts, or for award shows and things like that? Y'all remember back in the day before music got crazy, before the BET Awards. Before, BET Awards used to be really good back in the day. But before the BET Awards, the award show that we used to like to watch wasn't the Grammys. Y'all remember that? It wasn't the Grammys. The show that we used to like to watch was the American Music Awards. Because the American Music Awards was the show that our artist got featured on. So we couldn't wait until the American Music Awards came on, because that's where we saw Janet. That's where we saw Whitney. That's where we saw New Edition and Bobby Brown. And you know, they didn't do Grammys, or they didn't give them the Grammy stage. They would win the awards, but as far as performance goes, you wouldn't see them on those stages. But we anticipated what we were going to see, right? We anticipated that. So let's go. Let's go with the next part of the article. The writer says this. He says, today's topic of conversation is good. It's the expectation of encounter. Have we lost it? The writer says this. He says, let me cite one more example. He says, it's obvious that every Steeler fan across the country is upset right now. He says, Sunday's game was no way to leave the postseason after a great regular season, having earned the coveted bye week. He says, but my point isn't to wallow in sadness. He says, for a Steelers fan, every game arrives with the excitement and expectation. What's going to happen? What crazy catch will Antonio Brown make? How many defenders will Le'Veon Bell shake? He says, my son and I watch with intensity. We shout, we jump, we sweat, we eat, we dance, we cry. It's an edge of your seat experience. He says, I'm not here to shame churchgoers into being more like football fans. Nobody wants to see you shirtless with a black and gold paint from head to toe. But what I am saying is that we've lost our sense of encounter, wonder, excitement, and expectations in our meetings with God, both personally and corporately. And if we lose that, we lose everything. Can we pause right there? What happened to that? Even as a kid, I'll be honest with you, even as a kid coming into this very church building, I came with expectancy to see who was going to shout first. Y'all don't remember that, right? I came with the expectancy to see who was going to shout first. I did. I wanted to see who was going to be the first one to lose their wig, who was going to be the first one to throw their purse, who was going to be the first one just to get up and start bucking in that place. That was my expectancy as a kid. And that's me not knowing any better, right? But where is that at now? Now we come to church with the expectancy, oh, Lord, I just hope he don't preach all day. That's where we are now. I hope we get out before the sun go down. What happened to the expectancy? What happened to the expectancy that there was going to be a move of God? Now we come in there and we say, I hope, you know, we pull up saying, I hope they don't let old girl sing that song no more. I hope Deacon so-and-so ain't praying. We got more hopes of the wrong things happening than we do of the right things happening. Huh? We do. Well, what happened to our sense of expectancy in the church that the Spirit of God would actually move in the place and cause some things to happen that we've never seen before? What happened to that? Where are we? That we've gotten so accustomed to just coming, going to church and go home. Well, I'm going to church. I'll be home by 2. I'm going to church. And see that, and we come, watch this, with such low expectancy that we miss stuff. We miss some things. And if you come in constantly not expecting anything to change, then guess what? It probably won't. If you continue to come into church not expecting to see something great happen, then guess what? Nothing great probably will happen in your eyes. You probably will miss it. You probably won't even get a chance to acknowledge it if something great happens, because you're going to be too busy looking for what you're going to be too busy looking for what you didn't want to see in the first place. I'm just saying, how awesome would that be if we got to a place where we showed up at church and on the edge of our seats waiting for a move of the Holy Ghost? Huh? Waiting for a move of the Holy Ghost. And you know how you do that? It starts at home. It starts before Sunday. It starts the night before in your preparation. In your preparation. You know what? When am I preaching? Next Sunday, the 15th. The 15th. I'm preaching at y'all know I've been serving over at I've been on assignment rather. Serving over at the historical Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church over here on the south side of Chicago. So I'm preaching on April the 15th. So I've already been in preparation, trying to get my sermon together, going over my notes and everything, right, to make sure I'm right. But that Sunday morning, I have a whole routine that I do on Sunday mornings, the mornings that I'm about to preach, right? I have a whole routine that I go through. Like, all my stuff is set up the night before. But Sunday morning, I get up. I always listen to gospel music, but, you know, it's whatever's playing on the radio. But I have a playlist. See, let me tell y'all about me. I'm like that athlete before the game. I have a playlist that plays, right? And I got this whole, you know, Samsung surround sound thing going on. And I put my playlist on through the Bluetooth, and the whole house and the whole building knows, oh, he must be preaching because he's getting ready. So I have to prepare myself because it's so special because I'm preaching, but I'm preparing myself for a move of God. I have to prepare. So literally, if you start at home, if you prepare yourself for a move of God, then you leave your home with the expectancy that something's going to happen. Then when you get in your car, you're still expecting something to happen. And then when you get to church, you walk in the door expecting something to happen. And then, my God, it happens. Then you start to see real moves of God take place. When you expect God to show up, I expect him to move in somebody's life. I expect somebody to be healed. I expect somebody to be delivered. I expect somebody to be set free. You have to come with a spirit of expectancy. My God. That's okay. Y'all ain't got to give me a thumbs up or a heart. I know I'm telling the truth. You ain't got to say nothing. Amen. So the writer goes on to say this. We're talking about the expectation of encounter. Have we lost it? So here's the first point. Personal encounter. The writer says this. Do you agree with this? He says, every day we have an audience with the King of Kings. While that's the truth, often that doesn't move us to approach our devotional lives with the fire of expectation. He says, we put it off. We forget. We don't prioritize it. We rush through our mornings. We hustle to be more productive and are addicted to accomplishing what's next. He says, it's rare to have eyes for the moment. It's rare to have eyes for the moment ever set on what is to come. Ooh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. He says, I started to read this book this year called Reset by Bob. Uh-oh. Really? Tanya? It's a new book by Bob Sorge. We got to get it. It's called Reset. I just saw this. It's called Reset by Bob Sorge. It may be the smallest book I've ever read, but it's also one of the most practical. He says, it's less of a book to read and more of a book to practice. The subtitle is 20 Ways to a Consistent Prayer Life. He says, it's helping me return to a place of daily prayer, of sitting and communing with God. He says, I'll be honest, I've lost the joy for devotional prayer over the last few years. The pull of productivity has led me away from just being with God, which is actually the most productive thing I could do. He says, maybe that's what you need, a 20-day prayer reset, to sit before God, not out of the shame of broken promises, but out of a present desire to see him and know him. It doesn't matter how consistent you've been. All you need to do is start. Oh, that's rich. Oh, that's good, y'all. That's good. That's good. Personal encounter. Have we forsaken the personal encounters with God? Have we forgotten that we can still have personal encounters even in a corporate experience? That's what's so amazing about worshiping in that Pentecostal holiness environment, because it yes, they're doing it in a corporate setting, but they're all still having personal encounters. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You can't help but be excited about that. I think we, and I like this line where he's been so focused on being on productivity that it's led him away from just being with God. How many of our churches are doing that now? We're so focused on getting folk to come into the church that we've lost our personal relationships with God. I've said this all along, and I don't care who don't like it, who don't believe it. I don't care how many folk you get to join your church. If you're not teaching people to have a personal relationship with God, then all you're doing is filling seats. All you're doing is filling seats. And at some point, they're going to stop coming to yours, and they're going to go somewhere else. But if you can teach people about having a personal relationship with God, all of that changes. When you start to actually disciple them, all of that changes. Amen? When you start to teach them differently, all of that changes. Woo! A personal encounter. Let me drop this in here for y'all. A personal encounter. This is good. A personal encounter. That's the first one. Let's keep going. The second one is this. He says, a corporate encounter. Uh-oh. This is good. A corporate encounter. The writer says this. He says, when was the last time you couldn't wait to get to church? He says, where your expectation to meet with God was greater than anything else you wanted to do that day. He says, if you're like me, maybe it's been a while. He says, as a professional worship leader, Sunday can oftentimes feel like a job. Or maybe you're not on a worship team, but simply attending church, and it feels more like a duty than a delight. How many of us feel like that? Man, he says, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with the duty of attending church. But God is after more than simple duty. He's after people who delight in him. And the presence of Jesus is more glorious than anything in this world. He says, oh, my God, my. The presence of Jesus is more glorious than anything in this world. What y'all know about that? It's nothing wrong with having a duty. Huh? It's nothing wrong with being a ministry leader or being a group president or a group captain or choir director or choir president, because that's your duty and that's why you come. But when it moves beyond duty, I'm going to help somebody today. When you move beyond duty, when it's more about my relationship, I do this because I'm working on my relationship, not because you're cutting me a check, pastor, not because you're giving me a check, trustee board, but I'm doing it because it's going to glorify God. I'm doing it because it's strengthening my relationship with him. I'm doing it because it's making me better in my walk. It's making me stronger in my day-to-day walk with him. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Not because you cut me a check. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Ah. Huh. Look here. I'm doing it not because I want likes on Facebook. Oh, my God. Not because I want likes on my Instagram post. Not because I want likes on my Twitter handle. Not because I want to see how many folks watch my Snapchat. I'm doing it because I'm trying to bring some glory. My. I'm trying to glorify God. That's why I do it. Hey, glory, glory, glory. I'm not shouting so you can videotape me. I'm not shouting so I can get the next viral video. I'm shouting because he's been just that good to me. All right. I'll say it like I feel. I think we miss the mark sometimes because we get so caught up in that's my job. That's my job. That's why I'm doing it. Well, you know, that's my job. That's my title. I'm the chairman. I'm the president. I'm the co-captain. I'm the this to that. No. I do what I do so that God can get the glory. I push hard like I push. I hold people accountable the way I do, not because I'm some hard taskmaster, but because I want to give God my absolute best. Huh? Did we not just a week ago celebrate the fact that God gave his absolute best? He gave the best of himself. He gave his only begotten son. So who are you and I that we could be so haughty, so high-minded that we can come in and just show up and think, well, I got to just come and do my job and I'm going home. Or, you know, I just come so I don't get fined. I'm just here so I don't get fined. No. I'm here because I want to give him glory. I'm here because he's been that good to me. I'm here because he's the reason I'm still able to be here. Yeah. Because truth be told, I shouldn't be here. Oh, my God. Truth be told, I shouldn't still be here. Truth be told, if it wasn't for grace and his cousin called mercy, I'd be laying somewhere dead or I'd be in somebody's graveyard somewhere. But he's been that good to me, and I ought to give him some glory. Hey. He's been that good. He's been that good. So why would you not want to celebrate a God like that? Why would you not want to celebrate a king? Why would you not show? Why would you not walk into the building expecting him to keep doing exactly what he's been doing? Huh? Come on, somebody. Why would you not walk in the building like, let me hurry up and get there. Look, let me not be late, because if I'm late, see, watch this. Watch, I'm going to help somebody. See, because if I'm late, oh, Lord. Watch this. Y'all remember the story? I got a whole nother, and I got a sermon that I want to preach, and I'm working on it, but God keep playing with my mind. I can't get the wording. The stuff is kind of. But that I got a sermon. You know the story about the man who sat by the pool of Bethesda, and he kept missing. The chance to go into the pool, because it said every once a year the angel would come at a certain time, an angel would come and trouble the water, and when you saw the water move, you had to be the first one in the pool to get the healing, to get the miracle. And the man was on because he was always late. Come on. He was always late, so he kept missing. Oh God. Oh, God, if I could preach that, missing out on my miracle. Oh, Jesus. Somebody write that down so I remember it, because, you know, my mind is bad. Missing out on my miracle. I'm going to preach that somewhere at somebody's church coming real soon. I'm going to preach that somewhere. Missing out on my miracle. Oh, God, that just touched me. That did something to me. Hey, glory. Yeah. Look here. So what I'm saying is this. This is why you shouldn't be late. Because, see, what happens if the man of God that God called to preach that day, or the woman of God, or whoever who's leading worship that day, if God decides at that moment of the service, he's going to use that vessel to allow the Holy Spirit to flow through that person and fill the room. And you taking your time because, well, you know, I don't really want to hear them sing today, and I get there when I get there. You know, I was hungry. I had to stop and get me a biscuit before I got to church. And plus, you know, he don't get up to preach until a certain time anyway. So ain't really no sense for me to get there early than I normally get there. Then I got to stop and, you know, I'm hungry. And I got, you know what? I'm going to stop and get these greens before I go to church. That way I ain't got to sit in line with all these other folk. And I just leave them in the car and I do all that. And I'm going to take my time. And you done missed out on the miracle. Huh? You done missed out on the opportunity. You done missed the flow. You've missed the opportunity. You've missed healing. You've missed deliverance. You've missed because you didn't have any expectation that it was going to happen anyway. But what would happen if instead of folk, you know them 20, 30, 40 folk that walk in, you know, church service started at 11 o'clock, these supposed to in some churches. You know them 20, 30 folk that walk in at 11:15, 11:20, 11:30, 11:40. You know, what would happen if them folk all showed up at the right time with the same spirit of expectancy? There's something about when you're walking into a place and everybody is excited. You know, like you ever been to a surprise birthday party, right? And you know the person coming doesn't know, and y'all did your best job in keeping it secret, but everybody is expecting them to be surprised. And so you're sitting in the room and you're talking and you're having a good time and you're walking and you're trying to get there because they tell you, look, be here at a certain time because we don't want you to be trying to walk in with him or her to ruin the surprise. So get there on time. So everybody comes in with a spirit of expectancy because they want to get there on time because they want to see the reaction. What would happen if we came to church the same way? Oh, Jesus, what would happen if we came to church with that same spirit of expectancy that there was going to be a move of God in that place? And watch this. Even if nothing changed for you. Oh, God, I'm going to go deeper. What if we came saying, God, I'm expecting a miracle for somebody else? There's a cause for some unselfishness now. I'm expecting you to move in somebody today, Lord, not me. Huh? It ain't got to be me, Lord. But if you I just want to see you move. Hey, you know, I just want to see you work. Like when I went to the Prophet Cornelius Williams Church after he had put his hands on me. He had to lay hands on me no more. I wanted to see him work through somebody else. I want to see you pull somebody else out, God. I want to see you elevate somebody else. I want to see somebody else get blessed. I want to see somebody else get healed. I want to see somebody else get restored. Come on now. It ain't nothing like seeing God work through somebody else. Oh, my. Hey, shut up. Hey, it ain't nothing like seeing him work through somebody else. Woo! Holy Ghost. Huh? Come on. If we make room. Oh, there it go. Hey. if we make room for him. You see, make room. If you come in and set the table, if you have a table set in here. Oh, Jesus, if we have a table set in here with a spirit of expectancy, then we're making room for him to operate. But if I come in with that same attitude, with that table full of, oh, well, let's just get it over with. Oh, well, I wonder how they're going to screw this up. Or I wonder if the system going to go out. Or I wonder if they're going to sing the wrong song. Or I wonder if only going to be six of them up there instead of the whole 12. I wonder if we come with that real expectancy. My God, what a worship. What churches would change. You would see a lot less drama in churches. I promise you that you would see a lot less drama in churches if folk came with a different mindset. Not with, I wonder whether or not he or she gonna show up, or I wonder whether or not what he or she gonna wear. Rather than thinking all of that, I wonder who God is going to move through today. And Lord, if it ain't me, let it be somebody else. I wonder who God is going to move through today. I wonder who he's going to use today to bless somebody. Huh? I wonder. I really wish we got this. I really wish we were getting this thing. It's an amazing thing to see God work. It really is. And the only way we're going to see it is we start to have that spirit of expectancy. Amen. Let's close this thing out. The last part of this says this. He says, but you know all this. He says, you know you need to spend time with God. You know you need to worship with abandon. But the question is, how desperate are you? I need some desperate folk I need some desperate folk. I need some desperate folk. I need folk to come to church desperate. Ooh, Jesus. I need some folk come to church. Have you ever just came to church desperate? That's good. That's what I did. That's it. That's it right there. Desperate. I need some desperate folk. Like you know, desperate. I need some folk who feel like, you know what, this might be my last opportunity. Desperate. Woo! My God. I need some folk who are desperate for God. They desperate to see something happen. It's an emergency. It's desperate. My. Hey, God, Holy Ghost, desperate for him, hungry for him, thirsty for him, desperate. I wish we would come to church that way. Desperate for a miracle. Desperate for change. Desperate for deliverance. Desperate for hope. Desperate for healing. Desperate for being free. Desperate. Oh, I wish we had some desperate folk who would just show up in the church, desperate for a blessing. Desperate to be set free from depression. Hey! Desperate to be set free from anxiety. Woo! Desperate. Do I have any desperate worshipers? Hey! Oh, God. Are there any desperate worshipers? See, that's a different level right there. See, it's one thing to want something. It's another thing to be desperate for something. Hey! Woo! It's a desperate situation. Oh, my God. That's it right there. Desperate. That's in my spirit now. Desperate for a move of the Holy Ghost. Hey, God. Desperate to be set free. Hey, desperate to be delivered. Come on. Is there anybody watching or listening that's desperate for him to do something in your life right now? Desperate for him to move. Desperate to see a mighty move of God in their lives. Desperate to see a move of God in your family. Desperate to see a move of God in your church. Desperate to see a move of God in your workplace. Desperate. Hey, God. Woo, glory. Is there anybody desperate? My. That's in me. Oh, glory. I'm desperate. Anybody desperate? That's it. Desperate. Woo, Lord. My. Desperate for him. Desperate. Okay. All right. That's it, y'all. Hey. Desperate. Woo, my. Desperate for him. Okay, all right. Look, y'all, this has been good. This has been a good week. This has been a good week. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've been able to say that. Seriously, it is. I am so grateful. It's unfortunate of the circumstance, but that's how God works. But I am grateful to have ended my week this Friday, today, on the way that this week turned out. But I am grateful. I am grateful that God moves the way he does. And, you know, I challenge you this. If you want application from today's show, I challenge you to change your mind this Sunday. Right. Y'all remember last week I challenged you to not to come to church and just celebrate the resurrection on Sunday, but celebrate it the day after. So now it's going to be a full week since the resurrection. I want y'all to come to church on Sunday desperate. I mean, get there desperate. Be desperate to get there on time and be desperate to see a move of God. Be desperate to see something manifest in the building you're going to be in. Be desperate. Woo! Somebody mark that down too. That's a sermon title right there. I'm desperate for him. Glory. Woo! Jesus. I'm desperate for him. That's good right there. That'll preach right there. Desperate. Woo! Desperate. What is desperate? Where's my Pat Hicks? Where's you at with my desperate? Desperate. Watch this. It's an adjective. It says feeling, showing, or involving a sense that a situation is so bad that it's impossible to deal with. My. It says a situation extremely serious, dangerous, critical. These are synonyms. Grave, serious, critical, acute, risky, precarious. All those things. I want some folk to come to me. Come on now. Desperate. That thing in me. Hey! Desperate. Desperate. Woo! My. Hey, God. Jesus. Woo! I got to get out of here, y'all. I got to get out of here. Got to go hang. Look, get out of here. Let me get. I go hang my suit up. Let me get up out of here. Let us pray. Woo, God, I'm desperate, Lord. Woo. I just want to know if it's desperate. Father God, we thank you. Woo, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, God, for just who you are. Hey, Jesus, God, we thank you for your loving kindness. God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your purity, your pureness in heart. God, we thank you for your Holy Ghost. Yeah, God, we thank you, God, for recognizing the fact that we're in a desperate situation. Hey, God, we thank you for coming to our aid in the middle of our situation, God. We thank you for being with us, God. We thank you for walking with us, God. We thank you for talking with us, God. We thank you for moving with us, God. We thank you for driving with us, God. We thank you, God. God, there's nobody like you. Hey! My. There's nobody like you, God. Nowhere could we find anybody like you. And we're just grateful for you, God. God, I thank you, God, that you've relit a fire in me. Hey, Jesus, I thank you that you've reignited a fire in me, God. I thank you. I want to know more about your spirit, God. I want to know more about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, God. I want to know more about the functionality of the Holy Spirit, God. I want to know more about the dutifulness of the Holy Spirit, God. I want to know more about just the move of God in places, God. I thank you, God, for lighting that fire in me, God, so I can see, God. I want to know more about the day of Pentecost, God. I want to know more about your fire, God. Thank you, Lord, for igniting that thing in me, God. Thank you for a spirit of desperation. Hey, glory, glory. Hey, God, thank you for a spirit of desperation, God. I thank you right now. Oh, God, and God, I ask right now, God, that you would light a fire like never before, God. Light a fire in the spirit of your people right now, God. Those who call you by name, Jesus, light a fire in the spirit of your people, God. Send up a signal, God. Send up a flare, God. Let them know it is an emergency, God. It's time for desperate measures called. Yeah, my God, desperate matters call for desperate measures, God. And we are desperate for your return. Hey, God, Holy Ghost, Jesus, we're desperate. Hey, God, we love you. We honor you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name. Hey, God, yeah. In the matchless name, eh? In the magnificent name, in the mighty name, in the monumentous name, hey, God, hey, in the magnanimous name of Jesus, we pray. Hey! amen. Woo! Glory. I promise you this, if you make room for him, huh? If you make room for him, he'll do it for you. If you make room for him. He will do it for you. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Come on. Come on, Jonathan. Sing it for us, man. I'm going to let him close us out. Come on. Yeah. Just listen to that, y'all. I'm going to give y'all this. Facebook Mike put me on.
I choose my priorities.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's good.
Jesus, you're my number. I will make room for you. I will prepare for two.
Yes,
so
yes.
You don't feel that you can't live here. Please live.
all right, y'all. Look, I got to go. Y'all stay blessed, man. I don't even know. Are we even still on the air? I don't know. Yeah, Tanya, end the show. I'm just, yeah, y'all go ahead. I'm gonna give me some reprise. Y'all don't get no reprise. I'm done. I don't even know what's going on at this point. I'm done. We out of here. Y'all stay blessed. Keep your head on the swivel. Y'all have a great weekend. All that good stuff. I'm out of here. Y'all just come on. Make him number one in your life. I promise you, he'll change you. My. Make him number one. I promise you, he'll change you. My. Yay! Move that over. You can move that over. Hey! Yeah. Move that over. Yeah. Whatever it is. Hey, God. Yes.